What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the French Connection. It is today's date. Is the 17th day of May 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Had to check that date, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a few days since I've been on the radio, so, you know, generally speaking, I'm able to keep up to that when I'm on the radio every day, but took a small break. I had a bit of a sore throat and a cold, and figured I'd take care of that before I got back on air with you folks. Lots has happened. I've been watching the news cycle here. We got some extreme nonsense being thrown around us out there in the mass media, trying to convince us that this latest video clip of the building being hit at the Pentagon is actually making any difference in the news that we've already received on that subject. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, it shows absolutely nothing. I got some guy standing in front of a video saying that this is the 7, I think it's 57 that hit the Pentagon, and it shows nothing. I mean, are these people thinking that we're completely stupid, or are they convincing us through rhetoric that there's something actually there to see? But there's nothing. It's a tiny spot in the front and a flash. And all it is basically is a more distant view of the same thing that they showed last time. I for one don't know exactly what hit over there. And you know, there's people around that think it was a plane, others don't. It really doesn't matter what hit that building. What's more important is that we know who ordered it to be hit. We have figured that out, ladies and gentlemen. We have placed our efforts into finding out who and what happened to set this whole conspiracy up, this whole crime, into motion. And the facts are as we have discovered them. They are the Israeli Mossad, MI6, and elements within our own government. And those elements come from the Department of Defense, and most especially the FBI. They're involved up to their eyeballs. In fact, they're involved in every clandestine criminal act in our country for the last 25, 30 years. Absolutely up to the hilt with criminality in that organization. And it all leads back to Zionist-controlled America. Yep. You know, we've been looking into a lot of things here on the French Connection, especially how the media within the internet structure has played a role in trying to deceive people. And, of course, I listened to the Phelps, Michael Collins Piper interview yesterday, and this guy Phelps failed miserably. I mean, in fact, halfway into the discussion, he was agreeing with the contentions that were being made by Michael Collins Piper. It was an embarrassing display of incompetence on his part to even spin the lies. He couldn't even spin his own lies. And what have I been telling you from the beginning? That whole Jesuit thing is nonsense. It's bullpucky from the start to the finish. And the Catholic Church is an emasculated group, ladies and gentlemen. Their power in the world is slipping dramatically in Europe. I mean, I don't even think there is any power left here in Europe outside of the Vatican. No one's following their moral policies anymore. No one's following their religious policies. It's a church in decline and in retreat. And that includes all of its different organs, the Franciscans, the Dominicans, and the Jesuits. Now, I have admitted it is a real and great possibility that this group has been infiltrated by Zionist elements. And in fact, over time, there have been Jews involved in the leadership of and leadership roles of the Jesuits and the Catholic Church. However, are they in charge of decision making on this world's problems, and are they profiting from it? Well, let's be logical about this. Absolutely no evidence of any Catholic leadership inside of the Bush administration. In fact, I don't think there's any. There are certainly Zionists and neocon Zionists and what we call Ashkenazi Jews involved in the Bush administration, but no Jesuits. How about in Congress? Are there any dominant Jesuits being represented in our congressional lawmakers? No, absolutely not, none. How about in the leadership of our corporations in the media? Any Jesuits there? Nope. How about in Europe? Nope. How about in European governments? Nope. Simple fact of the matter is it's a nonsensical theory, and it doesn't wash with 99% of the people, and in fact, anybody who's touting this nonsense is looking more and more like a fool. Now, the question has to be asked, why would they? Why would Szymanski write article after article about this crap? And why would people like Rentz place it on his site in a very prominent place? And why would they repeatedly bring other people out to try to spin this nonsensical lie? You do the math. We know why. If you're following what we do, you'll understand why. It's not a big leap of faith. And in fact, I discussed some of these issues today with the media control with South African radio. In fact, there's over 1 million listeners in South Africa that have me on regularly listening to some of my takes on what's happening in the world. And boy, oh boy, guys, I got to tell you something. They're trying desperately not to lose this one. Of course, it's never their intention to lose, I wouldn't think. However, I think that things are really falling apart for these people as far as the truth is concerned. And I can't help but wonder how George Bush has 30% support, especially, in light of the fact that he's already passed the 29% level a couple of weeks ago. So, again, mainstream media lying to us. Same thing with the economy. The CPI without including oil and food, and what is this nonsense? Have prices gone up? Oh boy, you bet they have. And are they going higher? Oh Lord, yes they are. And I got to tell you something else. Take a look at how much money's been pumped into the economy to stop this whole mess up. We put $2 trillion in recently. We got rid of M3, which is the way that you measure how much money's in circulation, and we have foreign governments and corporations starting to repatriate dollars to America. What we've got on the horizon is nothing short of a complete disaster financially for the United States. And I'm standing behind that call. It was my call months and months ago. I believe it's probably not long in coming now. I think we're going to start seeing the whole thing unravel. Russia has declared that they're going to start trading oil in rubles. Iran is already starting with its oil bourse. People are jumping ship on America, left and right, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to be who's first to the exit to get their money out. You don't want to be last, because your money won't be worth 2 cents to the dollar. It already has eroded to 99% from its original inception back in 1913, but it's going to be a hundredfold from there, and you just watch this whole thing just turn into a pile of dung. But that being said, what else is happening? We're fighting. We're getting more people. We're over 10,000. We've got more people listening to us every day. They're fighting with us. They're fighting beside us. They're fighting for us. They're sharing their information. And, of course, there is message boards not permitting this information to reach their readers. So what we want to do is maybe start making a list and start sending all over the Internet the websites that will not permit this truth to be shared on their site, so that we can start outing this group of disinformation specialists. Because these liars that we're fighting against within the Internet structure have all kinds of forums and websites under their control. What we need to do now, ladies and gentlemen, is start identifying them and let people know where they shouldn't be going for information. And I think it'll become a lot easier for people to start getting their brains wrapped around the truth when everyone knows where the real crooks are. So, many of these places are just staffed with people to fight with you, but some of the others are controlled. So maybe my listeners can take a look at which ones they believe are obfuscating and eliminating important information and share it with everyone. Put it on the MySpace. Go join MySpace and start making lists of websites that will not permit these facts to come out. And start naming names. Start taking names of people who, I want to go even further here. Start making lists and place them on websites all over the place of leaders of AIPAC, leaders of the Jewish lobby, leaders of the Jewish American Congress, leaders of the ADL, which has just changed its name, I believe. Find out what that name is. I read it and I don't remember. But list the principals, list who's the chairman of the group and where they are and what they do and what job they have and what companies they work for. Start listing this stuff all over the internet. Start identifying these people who are killing us. That's right. You know, there's one of them over in Indianapolis named Simon. We're going to start talking about them in a little while. How it is that this family has been financing a woman named Deborah Simon, and what it is she's been doing with her multi billions of dollars from her family. She's been giving out $100,000 to some of the crooks that we've identified over time to try to, you know, pass further along this nonsense that they've been spinning over time here, with including Dylan Avery. We got this one too. He's going into league with the Hollywood people, and they're going to say Bush Cheney, but nothing about the Jewish lobby and the Zionists and Israel's involvement. That's what their whole goal is to sink America, blame Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and his criminal group, and say that's where the crimes end. Fact is, more and more people are starting to understand that that's really where the crimes begin. And that if you start going up the food chain, what you're going to find is a network of very influential, very wealthy criminal Zionists controlling everything, especially our media, our finances, and many of our very important corporations. Yeah, this is big stuff. This is where we really have to start punching way above our weight. We've got decent numbers. We're actually on the growth spurt again. More and more people are emailing me every day. You know, I'm getting literally hundreds of emails. It's very hard for me to answer them all. It's not personal if I don't. Sometimes I just send a single word out to you to answer your question. I don't write a lot because I've got so many emails. They come in piles. Some people get angry thinking that I'm trying to ignore them or I don't trust them or whatever. That's not the case. It's not always the case. Sometimes it is. But take a look at some of these facts that we're bringing out now. You know, especially the financial ones, because I believe that that's the thing that's going to precipitate the real problems that we're going to have in the very, very near future. Anyway, that's the rant for this first segment here, and we're going to be coming up later on here with another segment with Christopher Bolin talking about some really important activity behind the scenes of this investigation we've been under, and we're going to start naming a few names and asking a few more questions about just who's trying to deceive you on the internet and out there in the public. When we stop, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Until then, be well.